What was it that first made you interested in looking at or looking for a connection between NASA and CERN? How did this whole journey start for you?
I tell you, Josh, it didn't happen like overnight. I remember when I learned about the NASA scenario, I read about the MMS program on the NASA website. And it's funny because I found it by accident. I was looking, you probably remember maybe a year and a half ago. That's probably too late. Okay, I don't even know. But one of my listeners they had posted a article about, this prophecy about the 3 days of darkness that the Bible prophesied, and how NASA said it's going to happen. Well, I'm not a Catholic, okay? And I don't really subscribe to Catholic prophecies, or we'll just say Catholic prophecies, quote unquote. But regardless, I looked it up. First of all, there's no prophecy in the Bible that says there's going to be 3 days of darkness. That's totally not biblical. But I went to the NASA website, and of course, there was nothing on there. So it was a fraud. It was one of those articles that came up on beforeitsnews.com, which we before it's news. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but you can't. Anyway, so I'm reading through and I stumbled on this article that's talking about a MMS program. I'm like, wow, I read this article, Josh, and NASA tells you, they say, okay, it's no longer science fiction that there are portals. They said that portals are real, that they have found them, and they know how to locate them. So I'm kind of blown away by all this. I think this is just unbelievable because generally we talk about portals and people just kind of just go up off in left field. They have no clue what you're talking about. They think you're crazy. But NASA admitted that there are portals and that they are finding them that will connect from the sun's atmosphere to the Earth's atmosphere. So basically, if something was up here, when that portal opened, whatever was up here could go through it, and then boom, they're down on the Earth. So that caught my attention. That's how I first heard about the NASA thing. Then I hear about CERN, and they use the term multi-dimensional doorways, which it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's a portal. So I started thinking, why is it that we're opening portals on Earth, and we're opening portals, or we are monitoring portals in the sun's atmosphere? And I just kind of clicked, man. It just clicked in my head, Josh. I said, this is ironic. It can't be a coincidence that both of these things are going on at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you. And the similarities in terminology is what blew me away too. So I know that this has been like a long journey for you, and you got a lot of awesome research. I actually have no questions prepared until the viewer questions, because I figure what I want to do is hand the show over to you and let you go step by step and just run through what you found out, because I think that's the best way to do it. It's absolutely fascinating, and have at it. Like, what are we looking at here?
Okay, well, I think it would probably be appropriate if I first just went over here. I'm just going to read this. I just want everybody to know that this is not any speculation, okay? NASA really is doing this. And I'm right now on the nasa.gov website, and it says MMS launched on March 12th, 2015 at 10:44 p.m. So this is not just like Justin making up conspiracy theories. No, NASA actually launched this back in March, and specifically March 12th, 2015, 10:44 p.m. And there's a picture of it showing the launch. Now, the reason I think it's important to understand that this is okay, first of all, let me just say this. When you think about NASA, when they tell you something, usually they're telling you something because there's really more going on behind the scenes, top secret. So the fact that they would even tell us that they are monitoring these portals in space, they're telling us that they're launching, or that they launched on March 12th, that right there causes me to say, okay, there's more going on behind the scenes. But you can read about this on the nasa.gov website. It is MMS, and that stands for Magnetospheric Multiscale Mission. So they do weekly updates. So I just want to break that down real quick. So people, if you think that sounds absolutely retarded, you think I'm making this up, go to the nasa.gov, go to Google, type in MMS NASA. That's all you got to do. So, okay, now I want to kind of tie something in real quick. Some people have been asking me about CERN. There's a lot of theories about CERN, and I'll be the first to tell you, Josh, I don't have all the answers, okay?
Same here.
I mean, I think you and I were on the same page as to what's going on, you know, the general consensus. But there are certain things we can't answer. One of my listeners, he was real concerned about the September date that was set. A lot of people were trying to tie together Jonathan Kahn and CERN. Not that they had anything to do together, but that maybe his quote unquote warning for the Shmita had to do with CERN. Obviously, Jonathan Kahn, his Shmita warning has pretty much dried up. And you know, if you're out there and you're still supporting Jonathan Kahn, hey, power to you. But I would have to question your maturity. Forgive me, Josh, for saying that, but I think that at this point we've kind of realized Jonathan Kahn has made, you know, his whole Shmita thing has kind of been flushed down the toilet. You know, anybody can set a date, anybody, especially Jehovah's Witnesses. We've seen them set many dates over the years. Churches have set rapture dates. I am not a fan of date setting, and I know Jonathan Kahn said, you know, he started to backpedal. And I'm not going to sit here and say Jonathan Kahn's not a Christian or anything like that. I don't know Jonathan Kahn. Okay. I don't know him at all. Matter of fact, Josh, I don't know Hitler. I've never spent a day of my life with Hitler, but I've seen what he said and I've seen what he did. Okay. So I kind of look at it like that. I've seen what Jonathan Kahn has said. I've watched multiple interviews that he's done. And I mean, I knew that what he was saying was not going to happen. I looked at his book called The Harbinger, based on a lie from the beginning, and that was a lie that our government was founded on Christian values, that our founding fathers dedicated our country to God of the Bible. That is not historically accurate. I think Chris Pinto, Doc Marquis did a great job of putting together the documentary series, America's Secret Beginnings. And I mean, look, if people are hearing this and they've bought into the whole David Barton propaganda that our country was, you know, created by God, for God, you know, our founding fathers were born again Christians. I'm sorry, that's not accurate historically. There's no historical backing of that. So the reason I bring that up, Josh, is to say that many people got on this big Jonathan Kahn kick and they were thinking that something was going to happen involving CERN because there was a September date originally set. And the problem was, they said that they were going to be achieving a certain status with their energy and their collider. Basically, it was going to be recreating the same type of speed and the same like a vacuum. Basically, all of the elements were going to be exactly the way they were when the Big Bang happened. Okay, that's what they were saying, and that date was set that they were going to reach that critical mass, basically. Then I heard from one of my listeners who was doing some research, and he said, no, actually they changed the date. They've kind of pushed it back now. But I think what's important to realize here is that CERN has been operating, not just with the collider, but also with particle accelerators. Now, I want to kind of get back to that in a minute, but I want to make a point. We've all been getting conditioned in movies and television shows to particle accelerators. Okay. Now, one specifically that's going on currently is the show on the CW called The Flash. Now, real quick, and I'll get into my theory on that, but Josh, this does kind of connect into tonight's topic because we're talking about CERN. And if you do your research on CERN, you're going to find out that there are multiple particle accelerators running inside of CERN on top of the collider. So, what they call the HLC. Or the LHC. So, Josh, what do you think about Flash? I mean, what are your thoughts on? And again, I'm not interviewing you, but what are your thoughts on the whole particle accelerators and the scenario that they broke down in the Flash? Because I think that that's preparing us to accept some of this information.
I agree with you. Like, entertainment-wise, awesome show. You know, I have actually seen every episode. It's pretty cool. But all the hidden stuff in there, all the stuff that's being conditioned for people that watch shows like that. I mean, that's like the perfect show for an example like this, because they get so much into it. Now, of course, because it's a show and being a CW show, even at that, you know, they take certain liberties with the science, but the basis of what they're saying is actually rooted in truth, in what they're doing at places like CERN. Mind-blowing stuff. But yeah, I agree with you that the general population with shows like this is being conditioned. And I would suggest if somebody is gonna watch it, you know, do so prayerfully and with the, you know, right outlook, a biblical outlook. Make sure you have enough discernment going into it because it is easy to get wrapped up in stuff like that and start, you know, thinking that maybe these types of experiments are good, you know, maybe and then even on the other end of it, having superheroes, you know, save humanity and everything, which is a big a big deal in a lot of movies and TV shows today. But yeah, so I agree with you on that.
And okay, so basically anybody who's done any research on the Illuminati, and I realize some people are going to see this video. It's funny, Josh, we have a lot of different listeners from a lot of different backgrounds. Some of our listeners, they're 100% with us when it comes to the things that are supernatural. But the second we mention the Illuminati or the New World Order, their eyes kind of roll. And look, I get it. I mean, look, there's going to be, a lot of different people who are going to hear this show and they're going to realize, we've got to make decisions. We're either going to believe what they're saying, or we're going to look into it at least to validate it. But if you're listening right now and you think to yourself, I don't believe this, I challenge you to research this. The Illuminati is real. It got started back in 17, was it 1776, 1775? I forget. Adam Weishaupt started it. And this is a historical organization that's grown over the years. Matter of fact, the Freemasons have not always been a part of the Illuminati. They were infiltrated. So the reason I bring this up is because when you're dealing with the Illuminati, they will do something called telegraphing their punches. Okay. Telegraphing their punches means they're going to use media outlets to show things that are going to condition viewers so that they will see it in the movies, music, whatever. And then they're going to actually see it come to fruition in reality. So because they've seen it ahead of time in the media, via entertainment, it's not such of a show, experienced it. Now we saw this with 9/11. 9/11 was shown. They showed there was a spinoff of the X-Files called The Lone Gunman, and on The Lone Gunman, they showed 9/11 basically being prevented by a guy who hacked in and remote controlled the planes to fly up and miss the buildings. So that's a great example of telegraphing their punches. I could go into many, many different examples. The microchipping agenda, they've been telegraphing those punches in movies. Everybody wants a microchip by the time they offer them because they see they make you a metahuman, basically. So I believe that The Flash is an awesome show. I'm with you, Josh. I think that it's very, the entertainment value of it is just amazing. I get it. But they're telegraphing the punches. And this is what I think. I think that they're showing a particle accelerator getting up to a certain speed, certain conditions, and then what happens? It explodes. Okay. Now, not just the city that it's in gets affected, but surrounding cities get affected. And the fall off basically creates some kind of a chemical, scientific, I can't even explain it, but people who are exposed to this, certain people, they're now mutated. But it's not looked at as a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because they're now metahumans and they've got powers. They can do things normal humans could not do. So why am I bringing all this up? Because CERN is not operating just with the collider. They're also operating with multiple particle accelerators. Not only can it create a major explosion like a bomb, major bomb, we're talking about like detrimental bomb, but they're telling us that this technology can actually alter humans' DNA. And that's if you're reading between the lines. If you're a free thinker, you can look at this and you can tell exactly what it means. So that's a concern right off the bat with CERN. We're dealing with connections with meta humans. Now, move over to NASA for a second, okay? NASA says that they are monitoring the portals that open and close automatically. So what we're dealing with here, I mean, I don't know. Okay, is it God opening and closing the portals? Are we dealing with fallen angels opening and closing the portals? We don't know. Those are answers we will never have the answers to until we're in heaven, and maybe even not then. I don't know. But the portals are opening and closing. NASA has told us this. They're measuring the time span between the different portals because this one, portal A will open, and then portal B will open, then portal C, and so on. They're trying to figure out the time difference between the different portals opening and closing so that they can chart them. Now, the concern people are having with this is the same concern that they're having down with CERN. Because they say, well, when you open the portals, you don't know what's going to come through. This is going on right now with NASA. They are literally up there monitoring these portals. And I mean, there's no telling. They're not humans. Okay. Let me just go ahead and say humans are not up there monitoring the portals. They've got software, they've got cameras, they've got infrared, they got all kinds of frequency reading equipment, I mean, stuff that I don't even understand. But that's how they're monitoring. They got people down here on the ground. Houston is monitoring, maybe Cape Canaveral, but regardless, what's going to come through that portal on their camera? Is it possible that they're going to see entities up there? These are things that they're not telling us right now. But I think that this is a valid question. If they're monitoring the portals, is it possible that they're trying to monitor the portal activity there so that they can better prepare with the portals down here? that's kind of where I'm taking it right now. That's kind of where I've landed in this whole research project of mine. And I'm not trying to get too deep. You know, I don't want to run off of a cliff here, but I think it's important as Christians that when we see what the world is doing, what they're saying, I think it's important that we try to find a biblical understanding. And again, I believe we're dealing with fallen angel technology, Josh. You know, at this point, I don't care if people are uncomfortable when I say that. There used to be a time when I cared, but I really believe we're dealing with fallen angel technology. And, you know, I heard somebody say, I don't want to mention his name, but actually two people now I've heard say there are connections in the government to a group of people called the Anunnaki. Now, I wasn't going to go here, but I'm going to go here. People say, well, okay, the Anunnaki is meeting with the government once a year. Okay. It's not what you think. It's not some giant beings coming down with wings and, you know, tails and, you know, reptilians. No. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that we could be entertaining angels without even knowing it. So right. What I believe that the Anunnaki are taking on human form. And this is all pushing the idea of evolution. Again, folks, listen, if the Anunnaki appear to be humans and they can shapeshift, then they're going to appear to Americans as an advanced civilization from another planet. So this is kind of going along with the whole alien agenda here, but they're meeting with government officials once a year. That's my sources readings. They're basically giving technology and then they're turning around and in return, the humans are their slaves. And I know it sounds hilarious. You're like, oh yeah, whatever. That's crazy. But no, really, who do you think is controlling our governments? Who do you think is, you know, pulling the strings? You say, well, okay, well, the Illuminati is running everything, which Illuminati can't really manage everything in the world, but they do run a lot. But look at Lord Rothschild, okay? He is known as the Pindar of the Draco. Now, the Pindar of the Draco, that's the man who is set up as the all-time top leader. I mean, I don't even know how else to put it. The tip-top of the spear for the Illuminati is called the Pindar of the Draco. Now, that literally means the penis of the dragon. And look, I'm just telling you this, these are facts. Rothschild is the Pindar. I'm just going to, from now on, I'll refer to him as the Pindar. I'm not going to, but basically it's been known. People have talked about this. They say that it's Lord Rothschild being the Pindar. He takes his orders directly from Lucifer. What is Lucifer, Josh? He's a fallen angel.
Absolutely.
He would be the one who's in charge of the Anunnaki, which are just other groups of fallen angels. You know, the same kind of groups that were meeting and dealing with the Sumerians years ago, teaching this false creation account, teaching this weird theory about gold being mined. I mean, you know, this goes back to the original lie. It's the lie of there is no God. You can be gods, but you're going to have to submit to these gods, which, you know, we've got an army of these gods. Now, I'm going to say this. I did some math, and I think I said this. I think I mentioned this in my show last week. If you do the math, Josh, you go to the Book of Revelation, you can actually figure out how many fallen angels there are. You ever thought about this?
Oh wow, no, I haven't.
Okay, this is good. This is good. I think you're gonna like this. There are at least 30 million fallen angels. Okay.
Wow. Now,
that's a conservative number. There could be 50 plus million. So you're gonna need a calculator for this. But if you go into Revelation, between two different verses. And I'd have to pull it up, but I believe it's Revelation 5. It's in chapter 5, and I think it's in chapter 9. I'll let you know, Josh, because you can post this if you want to post a link. I'll make a chart even and put it up so people can see it. But if you do the math, you're dealing with either 30 million plus or 50 million plus. So again, this is interesting because we're dealing with 30 to 50 plus million fallen angels who have the technology of heaven. Only a few of them are bound in chains, and that would be the original ones who slept with the women.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I think it's pretty interesting to think that there's a lot of potential here for fallen angels to be working in major, I'll just say productions, you know, major productions worldwide, bringing the highest technology that man has ever seen, and they're setting up different, you know, and why would the fallen angels want to do this? Why would they want to set up portals? Pushing their agenda.